Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we've got a show which was actually suggested by one of our listeners. Thank you, Gabriel, for the suggestion. Much appreciated. We are going to be featuring music from composers who originated in the world of rock and pop music and have transitioned, or at least briefly sojourned, to the world of film music. And we're going to begin with a guy who's been getting quite a lot of publicity in recent times for his music for movies directed by David Fincher. That would be Mr. Trent Reznor, who's collaborated with Atticus Ross on a couple of Fincher scores in recent years, and we'll feature a selection now from the better of the two, in my estimation, his music for The Social Network. Enjoy. All right, music from The Social Network by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Let's move from that dynamic electronica to something a bit more baroque. A score written by none other than Mr. Elton John for a movie directed by Albert Brooks called The Muse. Enjoy. That's music by Elton John, written for Albert Brooks' The Muse. Of course, Elton John, somebody who primarily works in the realm of rock and pop, but just did that movie as a change of pace. However, there are some other composers who started out in the world of rock and pop and have now transitioned full-time into the world of film music. One of those is composer Danny Elfman, who was previously the lead singer of Oingo Boingo, and now writes scores for the likes of Tim Burton and many other directors. Let's go back to the early 1990s and a fun score he wrote for director Warren Beatty for the movie Dick Tracy. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Very entertaining music, albeit sometimes rather reminiscent of his score for Batman, by Danny Elfman, written for Dick Tracy. Another score from a composer who started out in rock and then moved all the way into film music and remains there today, Trevor Rabin, who was with the band Yes throughout most of the 1980s and the early 1990s, then switched to writing film scores. Let's go to one of his more recent efforts, music for a movie starring James Franco called Flyboys. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's music by Trevor Rabin, written for Flyboys. Let's move on to something a bit less bombastic. A charming score from Badly Drawn Boy, written for a fun movie starring Hugh Grant called About a Boy. Let's take a listen. That's music from Badly Drawn Boy, written for About a Boy. Next up, we have a collaboration between two people from the world of rock and pop music, actually, David Byrne and Ryuichi Sakamoto on The Last Emperor. Now, they didn't write this score together in the traditional sense. Sakamoto wrote about half of the cues, David Byrne wrote the other half, and it's an intriguing mesh of sounds that you hear over the course of the movie. We'll take a listen to one track from each of them. The first will be from David Byrne, the second from Mr. Sakamoto. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. Next up, we move along to composer Randy Newman, who seems to alternate these days between film music and doing his own singer-songwriter thing. I greatly enjoy both sides of his work, and let's go back to the 1990s and a particularly fine score he wrote for a movie called Pleasantville. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Fine Music by Randy Newman, written for Pleasantville. Moving on to something a good deal less blatantly appealing, but nonetheless very musically impressive. A score from composer Johnny Greenwood, written for the great There Will Be Blood. Enjoy. music from There Will Be Blood by Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead. Next up, we move along to Mr. Clint Mansell, formerly of the pop band Pop Will Eat Itself. And we're going to take a listen to some of his fine music written for the movie The Fountain. Enjoy. music by Clint Mansell, written for The Fountain. We'll wrap things up musically today with a pair of fine selections from composer Peter Gabriel, written for a movie directed by Martin Scorsese, The Last Temptation of Christ. Enjoy and have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.